You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Mayor Shaundell Washington's 5E's proposal to reorganize the mayor's office will have to wait another month after the La Crosse Common Council voted to table the vote until October to seek additional public input. The proposal would create a new director of operations role with a salary of up to $188,000, replacing the current communications coordinator position. For the last several months, city officials have also been working on creating a new city administrator position to take on some of the duties currently done by the mayor. Wisconsin, like the rest of the nation, is dealing with the fallout of the assassination of Charlie Kirk, a right-wing activist and co-founder of Turning Point USA. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson.
Turning Point USA was key in expanding voter outreach, including here in Wisconsin. He also spoke at the RNC in Milwaukee last summer and visited Oconomowoc in March to campaign for conservative Judge Brad Schimel. Leaders across the political aisle are disavowing violence. U.S. Representatives Glenn Grothman and Derek Van Orden offered their prayers on social media yesterday. President Donald Trump has ordered flags fly at half-staff Sunday for Kirk, which he did not do for Minnesota Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband when they were gunned down in their home. Speaker Robin Voss was asked about that today.
In the heart of hopefully every patriotic American, we would say that no matter who is assassinated, on the far right, the far left, man, woman, rich, poor, gay, straight, doesn't matter. Assassination is 100% of the time wrong. It's what I thought when Melissa Hortman, who was clearly a liberal Democrat, I didn't hear anybody on the right celebrating the fact that she was assassinated. It was awful.
Democrats like Senator Tammy Baldwin offered their condolences and condemned political violence, too. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer.
This was another senseless act of political violence, and unfortunately against Charlie Kirk. And I want to express my deepest condolences to his loved ones. We all condemn political violence in the strongest possible terms. No one should fear for their lives because of their jobs.
Leaders on both sides of the aisle said they're continuing to have conversations about how to keep lawmakers and staff safe. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Locally, a La Crosse County board member, Rick Cornforth, suggested that Kirk's death was, quote, karma. West Nile virus is now found in four western Wisconsin counties, including La Crosse. According to reports from county health departments, the virus has been confirmed in humans in Barron, Rusk, St. Croix, and now La Crosse counties. The virus is spread by mosquitoes to humans and animals. According to health officials, the peak time for West Nile virus is August and September in Wisconsin. Most people, about 80%, do not actually get sick from the virus, but some people do develop mild to severe symptoms that require medical care or even hospitalization. Could Wisconsin's state capitol see additional security? That's what some lawmakers are proposing. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson.
Wisconsin lawmakers are again talking about their safety after the assassination of right-wing figure Charlie Kirk. Kirk was shot and killed from 200 yards away during a speech in Utah on Wednesday. And months ago, Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were gunned down in their home, while another state rep and his wife were shot. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Greta Neubauer says security decisions are in the hands of Republicans.
Given the recent rise in political violence, of course, this is top of mind for many of our colleagues, and of course, the staff who work in the Capitol as well, the press, the guests, the children that come through this building on Capitol visits. So it's an ongoing conversation, and we hope to continue that with our Republican colleagues who, of course, control the safety in our chambers, as well as the other entities in the Capitol.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he's open to lawmakers using funding for their offices to increase security at their homes.
I am very confident in the police force that we have inside the Capitol. If you look at the incidents that have occurred, frankly, when you look at Minnesota, it was in their homes. If you look at what happened yesterday with Charlie Kirk, it was in a public venue on a campus. So the idea that we're somehow going to fortify a single building to make people feel safer when the reality is that most of the violence that has occurred has not been inside a government building, it's been outside or at people's home. One of the things we have talked about is the possibility of people having using their office account for security at their home. You know, if they want to do that, I'm open to that idea.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
A proposal in the last legislative session failed to advance to a vote. Owners of flood-damaged homes and businesses in southern Wisconsin could see some relief after the federal government approved nearly $30 million in FEMA funding. The Trump administration announced Thursday that they would approve a partial emergency declaration by Governor Tony Evers. It's estimated that over $76 million in damage was done to structures and public infrastructure in southeastern Wisconsin, as well as Grant County in southwestern Wisconsin. Over 1,500 homes were damaged or destroyed by flooding last month. Wisconsin Republicans are putting together a package of bills to reform education in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
These bills aren't even drafted yet, so there weren't a ton of details available at a press conference this week. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to combine. There are more than 400 of them across Wisconsin, and record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes just to keep the district afloat. Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie.
Consolidation has long-term positive effects on both students and taxpayers. So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today than there were 20 years ago.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade. Republicans' plans also include revamping the math curriculum and what they're calling a teacher's bill of rights, which they say would standardize discipline for students. They also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer criticized Republicans' plans, saying, quote, Republicans' K-12 education plans won't address the challenges facing working families or give our kids the opportunities they deserve. We shouldn't be talking about consolidating districts. We should be investing in our local schools, end quote. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Some of the Republicans' proposals have already been brought up in the legislature in past sessions and failed. The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. A package of bills has been introduced by Wisconsin Democrats that they say would benefit workers. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Most notably, if passed, their plan would repeal Act 10. The controversial law championed by then-Governor Scott Walker curbed collective bargaining rights for public sector employees. State Senator Mark Spreitzer.
This proposal will restore workplace fairness and ensure that those who benefit from union representation are contributing their fair share, so that we can build strong unions that can make sure we have good wages and working conditions for everyone.
The bills would also strengthen laws against misclassification. That's basically where employers can call their employees independent contractors when they're really not. Democratic lawmakers say that can have a wide range of impacts. Businesses can avoid paying payroll taxes and unemployment, and they don't have to provide health and safety benefits. Larry Statz owns his contracting business. He says companies that misclassify their employees are saving so much money, they're able to undercut businesses who are following the law, like his.
More and more competitors have adopted the illegal business model of misclassification, where they mislabel their actual workers as independent contractors. They avoid paying taxes, Social Security, workman's comp, and unemployment benefits, a responsibility that honest employers like us take on every day.
This package of bills would also reinstate prevailing wage laws. Republicans repealed Wisconsin's in 2015. All 60 Democrats in the state assembly and state senate have signed on to these bills. However, because they don't have the majority, they're unlikely to go anywhere without Republican support. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can read more about the package of bills on our website or by visiting the Wisconsin State Legislature website. It'll be sunny and warm for the next several days in the Cooley region. Today, the high will be right around 85 degrees for most of the area. Tomorrow, highs will be in the upper 80s with heat indexes pushing to 90 degrees. On Sunday, it'll be the hottest day that we'll see during this spell. Highs will be around 90 degrees. Heat indexes could reach the mid-90s. On Monday, temperatures will come back down to the mid-80s. By Tuesday, we could see a return of storm and rain chances. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at American Family Field. Milwaukee with a five-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Angels are in last place in the American League West, 13 games behind the Mariners. NFL, Matt LaFleur says the Packers' 10 penalties last Thursday night were far too many.
We went into the game. We knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So, obviously, the first drive, it negated a touchdown, and then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple pre-snap penalties. We had a couple penalties on special teams that really played a big impact on field position.
The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the next 2 to 4 weeks. McCarthy suffering a high ankle sprain during their loss to the Falcons on Sunday night. Carson Wentz will take over at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 77th Emmy Awards are in the books, and there was big news from the event. Probably the biggest story was HBO's The Pitt winning Outstanding Drama Series. Star of the show, Noah Wiley, also took home a Best Actor Award, and The Pitt's Catherine Lanasa won Best Supporting Actress. Another big story of the night was the Netflix show Adolescence, which won 6 Emmy Awards, 3 of which went to Stephen Graham for acting, writing, and producing. Apple TV's The Studio won 4 Emmys, including Best Comedy Series. Britt Lower of Apple TV's Severance got her first Emmy off her first nomination and took home the Best Actress in a Drama Series. Jean Smart took home her 4th Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for her role on Hacks. Smart has picked up a total of 14 Emmy nominations over her impressive career. 15-year-old Owen Cooper became the youngest recipient ever for his role in Adolescence. He was excellent. Rainn Wilson appeared on the Last Laugh podcast last week and said he felt that at times the show The Office went too far with racial and sexist jokes. Wilson, who played Dwight Schrute, said they could never get away with some of the jokes now. Wilson also said that NBC ultimately passed on a spinoff which would have starred the Dwight Schrute character and would have been set on his character's beet farm. The show would have been called The Farm. News from the Emmys, Stephen Colbert presented the Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Beforehand, Colbert jokingly asked when he got behind the mic if anyone was hiring. Colbert will exit The Late Show in May of 2026. Colbert also joked that he brought his resume and showed the crowd his old headshot. The Late Show host was visibly moved when the crowd started chanting, "Stephen." Great guy. And by the way, Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series went to Seth Rogen for The Studio. If this past weekend box office earnings are any indication, anime has completely arrived. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle found itself at the top of the box office with a $70 million opening weekend. Its opening day take of $33 million was the highest opening ever for an anime film. Last week's number one film, The Conjuring Last Rites, held off three challengers for the number two spot and a take of $26 million. The three new releases include Downton Abbey, which brought in $18 million big ones in its first week of release to finish at number three. The Stephen King-inspired The Long Walk pulled in $11.5 million over the weekend. The film is based on King's first novel of the same title. And in fifth place was sort of a new release, or more accurately, a new re-release, as Toy Story brought in over $3 million on over 200 screens, giving it a massive haul of $195 million dating back about 30 years. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could catch an isolated shower or a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. Some fog late tonight. Our low in the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.